请我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣基督。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
这个第九节第十节是在描写帖撒罗尼迦教会信徒的信仰。
First Thessalonians is describing the faith of the Thessalonian believers.
他们在大的患难中来接受神的救恩。
They believed during time of great persecution, tribulation.
他们接受神的救恩以后，在信仰上有三件事情。
After they received this gospel of salvation, there are three things they faced.
第一个就是归向神。
The first thing that they did was to turn to God.
第二个就是服侍神。
Secondly, they served God.
第三个就是等候神。
Thirdly, they waited for God.
今天这是我们信仰生活的三大内容。
In our journey of faith today, this is also our three important aspects of our faith.
当我们往前看，到底我们一生的盼望在哪里？
When we look up and lift up our eyes, what is our hope for our lives?
圣经说，我们自有一个盼望。
The Bible says there is only one hope.
那个盼望就是等候主耶稣从天降临。
That hope is to see the descent of Jesus from heaven.
那是我们得救的一天。
And that is the day of our salvation.
那是永生的开始。
That is the beginning of the eternal life.
那也是我们得奖赏的一天。
It is the day that we receive our rewards.
肉体要变成灵体。
Our physical bodies will be transformed to spiritual bodies.
来承受天上永远的荣耀。
To inherit the eternal glory in heaven.
那主耶稣的复活就是我们将来复活的一个保证。
And the fact of resurrection of Jesus Christ is a promise that we too shall be like him on that day.
所以我们信耶稣是有极大的盼望。
And so as Christians and believers in Christ, we have great hope.
那既然有那个盼望，我们的生活方式要改变。
Since we have this great hope, we must change the style of our lives.
怎么改变？
How do we change our life?
这里说要服侍那又真又活的神。
It says here to serve that living and true God.
我们见到神的时候，我们要跟他算账，他要跟我们算账。
When we meet our Creator one day, He will settle an account with us.
要照着他所赐给我们的来跟我们算账。
He will demand from us what He has entrusted to us, which is His talents.
五千的赚五千。
Those who have five talents should earn five talents more.
他可以进到天国，享受永远的福分。
Then he can go into heaven and enjoy the rest.
领两千的，他只赚两千。
That has received those who have received two talents shall earn 2,000 talents more.
他也被称赞作忠心的人。
And he was also praised as a good and faithful servant.
那同样进到永恒里面享受荣耀。
And he too likewise entered into that rest to enjoy his eternal reward.
那领一千的就被赶出去了。
But the one who had received only one talent, he was cast out of heaven.
不是因为他领一千。
Not because he only received one talent.
是因为他把一千埋起来。
But because he had buried his talent.
所以如果我们没有用神所托付我们来服侍神。
And therefore, if we have not used the talent that God has entrusted to us for his service.
将来得救可能会有问题。
Then we may have problems of being saved.
所以我们等候主再来的同时，要认真来服侍哪一位神。
And so we are, while we are still waiting for the Lord's coming, we need to serve him with our lives.
这里说这个神是又真又活的。
Here it says that God is a true and living God.
人不能够服侍神又服侍马门。
That man cannot both serve mammon and God.
所以圣经把马门跟神摆在一起。
When God puts, when Bible puts Bible, put God and mammon next to each other.
对一个没有认识神的人家讲，马门就是他的神。
For a person who does not believe in God, mammon is his God.
那这个神是死的，是人造的。
This money or mammon is something that's created by humans.
那一生如果服侍马门啊，这个结果是虚空的。
It is dead. It's something that cannot give us life if we serve him with all our lives.
那如果服侍神呢？
And how? What happens when we serve God?
这里说他是真的。
It says here he's a true God.
既然是真的，服侍神的价值就是永恒的。
Since he is a true God, if we serve the true God, our reward will be eternal.
因为他是真的，真的是不会改变的。
Because he is true, he will never change.
这个才是人活着价值的来源。
And this is where we find value in our lives.
就是服侍那真正的神。
It is from serving the Lord.
那下面说他是活神。
Here it says that he is also a living God.
如果我们对一个人很好，他一定会用好来回报我们。
We know that when we treat someone nice, they will be kind to us in return.
这是人世间的常理。
This is the logic of interpersonal relationships.
如果我们认真地服侍神。
But if we concentrate on serving the Lord with all our hearts,
神一定会有一个回应。
Then God will surely respond to our hearts.
这个回应就是我们的体验。
And this type of response is the experience that we have with Him.
这个回应就是恩典。
And this type of experience is the blessings of God.
所以通过我们的服事，信仰变成非常的活泼。
And after we start to serve Him, then our faith starts to be very prosperous.
为什么有时候我们信主久了，觉得这个信仰好像很沉闷，死气沉沉？
Why is it that sometimes after we become believers, it seems our life of faith is so boring and dull?
就是我们没有在追求。
It is because we're not pursuing after God.
我们没有在服侍神。
We are not serving the Lord.
所以重新设定目标，重新努力，我们的信仰会再活泼起来。
So we must set our goals again and to redevote and commit ourselves to God.
当我们往那个目标去前进的时候，这个信仰就是在是动态的信仰。
When we start to run toward this new goal that we have reset for us, then we will have abundant life in our faith.
每一次我们在服侍神，我们都有新的感受跟领悟。
Then every time that we serve Him, we'll have new blessings, new experiences of Him.
那为着要服侍神
，In order to serve God,
我们要归向神。
We must turn back to God.
有的人很喜欢服侍神
，Some people like to serve the Lord.
但是发现没有时间
，But they don't have enough time.
那么再仔细要分析我们的生活
，If we look carefully our lives.
为什么有的人有时间，有的人会没有时间呢
？Why is it that some people will have the time to serve God, and some people don't?
神不是同样创造我们一天有24个小时吗
？Have not God given all of us the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
大尼里当宰相，他也不是在服侍神吗
？Did not Daniel, who is a busy prime minister, also find time to serve the Lord?
所以我们就发现，当我们觉得没有时间的时候，可能生命里面有什么偶像。
So if we today we use the excuse we do not have time to serve God, then perhaps we have some sort of idol in our hearts.
就是把它摆跟神一样重要，或者比神更重要。
We have placed the position of this idol to be more important as God.
所以我们想服侍神，发现我没有时间，我没有力量。
And so when we want to serve God, we find we have no strength left and we have no time left.
当我们重新把神摆在第一位的时候，时间就出来了。
Once we reposition God as the primary, most important thing in our lives, then we will find time for Him.
所以服侍神的生活带给我们生活的改变。
So a life of serving the Lord will bring changes and transformation in our lives.
会带给我们生命的成长。
It will give us a life that is full of living, spirit of living.
这个是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
但是当我们在想到服侍神。
And so when we think about serving the Lord,
教会的安排，我没有被安排做什么啊。
And we can see, for example, maybe we're not scheduled to do anything.
叫我讲道，我不会。
I cannot preach a sermon.
叫我翻译，我也不会。
I cannot translate.
每一件事情我都不会，我能做什么
？Many things I cannot do. So what should I do to serve the Lord?
在哥林多前书里面呢，用9个比喻来讲到服侍神。
In 1 Corinthians, it states 9 parables of how we can serve the Lord.
我们曾经谈过服事就是学习做瓦器。
We have learned in the past that service means to learn to be a vessel of God.
神这个宝贝要在我们身上发出莫大的能力。
The precious Spirit of God shall radiate with power from within this lowly vessel.
那在哥林多前书第3章，在提到服事的另外一个比喻。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it also talks about another parable of servitude.
我们回到哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的第六节到第九节。
1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 to 9.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
我栽种了亚波罗浇灌，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
For we are God's fellow workers, you're God's field, you're God's building.
这里保罗在提到他的服事工作叫做栽种。
Here it says that Paul says, I am the one who plants.
就是撒种的意思，传福音。
One who spreads the seeds of the gospel, evangelism.
那保罗亚波罗的服事叫做浇灌。
And Apollo's work was to water.
浇灌就是跟进。
Water means to follow up.
有人要信耶稣或者已经受洗了他去跟进栽培，让他信仰长大。
For believers who have been baptized receive the Holy Spirit, he'll follow up with them to make sure they grow spiritually.
那这两个圣工都不需要教会来安排。
These two types of works do not require scheduling by the church.
当我们领受了道理，
After we have received the gospel salvation,
这个活泼长存的道就是种子。
This living gospel life, it is a seed in our hearts.
我们走到哪里都可以撒种。
We can scatter the same seed no matter where we walk.
走到哪里都可以传福音。
We can preach anywhere we go.
那这个叫做服侍神。
And this is called serving the Lord.
所以服侍神就是在学习做农夫。
When we are serving the Lord, we're learning to become farmers.
那我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
说我们是神所同工，你们是神所耕种的田地。这里圣经说你们是神所耕种的田地。
Verse 9 says that you are God's field.
你们就是哥林多教会的信徒。
You represent the believers of Corinth Church.
也就是教会。
And that is the church.
教会是一块田地。
The church is a plot field.
是神在耕种的一块田地。
It is a field that God is working on.
所以在教会服侍神就是撒种。
And so today, if we want to serve God in the church, we need to help scatter the seed and plant seeds.
我们来看圣经的一段箴言。
Let's look at
14章。
Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言14章。
Proverbs 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
箴言14章第四节。
Proverbs 14 verse 4. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox.
这个地方说如果没有牛槽头就干净。
Here it says, if there is no oxen, then the trough is clean.
因为没有牛去努力，就没有耕种，没有槽，没有粮食，所以你看那个槽头就是很干净，没有什么事情。
Because if there is no labor by the oxen, there is no work done, there is no food in the trough, nothing has been done.
那如果土产会增加。
So if there is an increase in the field.
那你就发现那个牛住的地方就很多的草它要吃，很多的粮食它抬回来。
Then you'll find a place that the ox is laying will have hay, it would have food, it will have things that it needs to grow.
这个是因为牛在出力量。
Because the ox is giving forth its strength.
那这个教会就是一块田地。
So today our church is like a field.
教会如果没有牛。
If we do not have oxen in our church,
你会发现教会没有事情做。
Then we'll find that there's nothing to do in the church.
我们就礼拜六会堂开了，大家来聚会。
Then we only come to the Sabbath services.
那有时候排一些感恩见证做感谢神。
Sometimes we just give thanks in our testimony sessions.
聚完会门关着回去，没事讲。
And then after service, we just lock the doors and go home.
也没有牛。
There is no oxen at work.
但是如果教会里面有牛
But today if we have oxen in a church,
很努力在做工
working very diligently on a field.
那我们就发现事情很多。
And we find that there are many things we have to do in this church.
比方说我们四月底有灵恩会。
For example, we have spiritual convocation at end of April.
我们要预备灵恩会啊，事情很多。
We must prepare for this spiritual convocation requires a lot of effort from all of us.
我们要办福音茶会。
We should have a gospel tea service.
要慕道者班。
We have truth seeker classes.
每个月有一次的这个五月第一个礼拜五的布道会。
Have monthly event.Angelical nights.
那慕道者来，我们要带他，要跟进。
We have to follow up. We have to chat with the truth seekers. We have to pick them up.
那开慕道班。
We also have classes for them.
要去探访。
We also need to visit them.
要祷告。
We need to pray for them.
就很忙了。
And so we become very busy.
那这个一忙到最后啊，就感动神跟我们同工。
And at the end, we will touch the Lord so that He will abide and bless our work.
那土产就会增加。
Then there will be the fruits of the field that we can harvest.
所以教会的信徒就会增加。
And then the number of those that are in church will increase.
所以教会需要牛。
And so in a church, we require oxen.
很安静的，默默的出力量在跟。
Those who are quiet and diligently working without a murmur.
感谢神呢，我们教会也真的看到有牛的存在。
Thank God, today we do have oxen in this church.
比方说三月底要在我们开这里开世界大会。
For example, we will have the World Delegates Conference the end of March.
我们好都看到很多的信徒啊在参与这个工作。
We see so many believers participating in this holy work.
我们也可以拒绝这个工作。
We can reject to be scheduled to help in this work.
那教会就很安静了，不需要劳力。
Then the church will be very quiet and there will be no labors required.
但是每一次的服事其实都是让我们得到恩典的机会。
But if we look at it this way, every time that we are able to serve God, it is a time for us to receive blessing from God.
所以有时候我们看那个在办神学班啊，在办这个活动啊，办越多的教会圣工越发展。
So we will find that the churches that host many activities like seminars, they are the ones greatly blessed by God.
这个真的是很奇妙。
And this is a miraculous.
当我们有用心要像牛一样为着神的事情来努力，神就祝福我们的教会。
When we use that our heart to serve Him with all our heart and our mind, then God will surely bless our church.
所以圣工是一种恩典。
And so, holy work is a time of opportunity blessing.
圣工要推动，教会需要有牛。
For sacred work to be advanced, we need to have many oxen.
那你就发现教会在发展。
And we'll find that the church is growing.
那我们再回到哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章第六节在讲我栽种亚波罗浇灌。
Verse 6 says, I planted Apollos water.
这个两个人的恩赐不一样。
We can see the differentiation of gifts on these two workers.
但是恩赐不一样，能够互相来搭配，那我们就发现这是非常完美的组合。
The fact that they had the different gifts and they were able to complement one another shows the beauty of God's endowment.
如果保罗问亚波罗，你带了几个人来信主？
And so if Paul was to say to Apollos, hey, how many people have you saved?
亚波罗可能答不出来。
And then Apollos couldn't answer anything.
因为他的恩赐不是撒种。
Because his gift was not in planting.
但是如果保罗去撒一撒，亚波罗没有去浇水，全部都死光了。
But if today Paul did not go, if today Apollos did not water what Paul went out to plant and scatter, then there would be nothing. Everything would have died.
所以教会神用很多不同恩赐的工人。
And so in a church, God would use many various people, different gifts.
有的人真的很有恩赐，他可以带很多人到教会来。
For some people, they can bring many people to the church.
但是我们要一个慕道者带到教会，然后受洗，让他能够自立。大约要两年跟四年。
But for a person to be able to come to the church to become a disciple and learn the truth and be independent in your faith, it's going to require a time of 2 to 4 years.
那这个两年到四年，谁要照顾他？
So during this time of 2 to 4 years.